This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
We're back here live at the Holiday Store at the Homewood Suites. It's okay. We're all good.
We're all having fun.
We're brought to you today by Sohn Healthcare and Lisa Trumbull, who runs the show over at Sohn Healthcare, joining me here. Do you how often? Because I got some wardrobe major, like the leather. How often does the leather come out?
Oh, you know, it's a good time of year to have the leather on because it's warm, right?
Yeah, it's
protects
awesome.
It from the breeze.
And she's got the holiday spirit with a great. Thank you so much. How are you? Good to see you. Happy holidays. Give me a few minutes and I'll be off air. I could say hello if you want to stick around. People just come in and I love it because for me,
it's
like,
great.
This is validation of the job I do, right? When I get to see the people who listen and they participate in this, it warms my heart because they're loyal not only to the Salvation Army and the cause, but they're loyal to the station, and it just means a lot. And your support means a ton to us, and we're proud to have you sponsored today. Lisa Trumbull, who runs the show at Sohn Health. Just tell people who don't know, again, what Sohn Health is and what you do.
Thank you for having me. I think this is a fabulous event. Sohn Health, Southern New England Healthcare Organization, is a independently run physician organization that covers the majority of Connecticut and Massachusetts with independent physician providers that are here to improve the health and the outcomes of the patients that they serve. So we represent them. We support them with what they need to maintain their independence and to manage their patients to the best clinical outcomes.
I have doctors in my family.
Yeah.
And they're one's ER, one's a surgeon, and my niece is going to go to med school next year. Is there really like a real dynamic difference? Like, it's hard to find primary care physicians and even pediatricians, but everyone's going after dermatology and surgery because that's still where the money is, or
right.
Whatever. It's maybe a, I don't know, but is that dynamic real?
Yeah, it's very real. It's still very much upside down. When you look at the healthcare outcomes that we have as a country, they're very poor compared to our peer countries. And part of that is because we don't invest enough in primary care, and because the income is higher with some of the specialty care segments, there's a greater desire to go into those segments than to go into primary care because the compensation and the level of work are both lower and more difficult for different reasons. Every physician has difficulty with their
right.
profession, but it's less attractive to new medical students because of the income dynamic and a lot of the stress that's put on primary cares these days to produce better health outcomes.
Yeah. I mean, listen, we've been dropped by primary care physicians because they've moved around or they've moved on. It's like it's hard to get consistent. And I think families especially, you want to have some consistency there. We're talking with Lisa Trumbull, president of Sohn Health here on Brian & Company. They're the sponsor for us today at the Holiday Store at the Homewood Suites here in Glastonbury. You know, can I ask you one more big picture question?
Sure.
You know, and again, we got less than 5 minutes, and I can't spend the whole 5 minutes on this question, but I sort of feel like healthcare in America, we just sort of have added on layers of sediment onto each other. Like, is this an unsolvable problem because of the way the system is set up, or is it actually possible to legislate something that will work? Because wherever you are on the political spectrum, you know, Obamacare, you can say what you want, but the Republicans, you know, they might have some valid criticisms, but they've never offered an alternative. So I don't
right.
know what there's fault on all sides. It's
yeah.
an equal distribution, in my opinion.
It absolutely is. And yeah, I believe that there are options for us to consider. There has to be political will. to look at our system and restructure it the way it needs to be designed, where we spend more of our dollars, our healthcare dollars, on prevention early on to prevent chronic conditions from escalating and becoming worse, instead of spending all of our money today at the end of the cycle when people have five or six conditions and need all sorts of interventions. The challenge is there's too much money in it in the wrong places, and
but you have
the
a problem.
Political will is right. not there to collaborate and develop a solution that would work overall. So right now, what we have is Band-Aids.
I'm a capitalist, right? Yeah. And I don't think the government does a great job of running things. Having said that, the profit motive is so intense that they're not going to do the right thing. I've been involved with childhood cancer charities, all of them, and I have elderly parents. We're spending $9,000 a month. They have long-term health care. $9,000 a month to take care of them, and you can't get help for research for kids.
It's insane.
So if you're a profit-driven engine, it makes sense for that engine. It doesn't make sense for Americans and America, but from the system, if you can make $9,000 a month off two old people in Massachusetts, imagine scaling that up, and you know you don't get any money out of researching the cure for childhood cancer.
Yeah, I think we need to ask ourselves: Does profit belong in healthcare to begin with?
Right,
right.
But that doesn't mean you necessarily think the government should do it. But
no, that's right.
Right. So I don't know how to reconcile.
I agree.
That, you know,
I think it's not going to get corrected in a material way at a local level. It has to be a federal mandate of some sort in order to correct the situation that we have today, because the money is there is enough money to figure out how to provide health care for everybody in this country and have decent health care outcomes associated with it. It's just we don't have the political will to get the parties around the table to compromise. The issue of compromise, then, you know, it isn't there, and that's what we need in order to come out with a better outcome.
It's one of my soapbox issues.
No, I hear it. Me too.
Yeah, Lisa Trumbull from Sohn Health joining us here, sponsoring us here at the Holiday Store on Bryan and Company, and obviously all day through Reese on the Radio 2 to 6. You know, in terms of, first of all, thank you for your support of the Holiday Store.
Thank you.
And again, like you talk about, like I have no spiritual connection to the Salvation Army, but I know what they do is good for people. They don't discriminate about the people they help, and the money goes to actually helping people. So I have zero problem just going to the mat on all these issues. Why is it important for you and your organization to be involved?
Well, first of all, it's the right thing to do. And there are so many people that have a need that can't get what they need to celebrate and have a reasonable holiday season. And I think it's important that we're able to give back to our community in some way, shape, or form. So we brought three big bags of gifts from our staff and are making a donation. We enjoy this event because we know it goes to the right place. We appreciate your support. We appreciate the opportunity to talk to you about it. But we know that the money goes to the right people.
Yeah, well, listen, we appreciate it, and it's something we've now feel like we can rely on.
Absolutely.
And for me, and I've said this to many of our guests today, you know, forging a personal relationship and connection is meaningful to me, as I'm pretty new doing this, and it means a lot to have these relationships where familiar faces come in, and we have a history now, and it's really, really nice. So thank you, and thank your employees for chipping in, too. It's really important. Thank you.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.